Throughout history, there have been uprisings and wars. Whether it was a village skirmish, a population struggling to bring down a government, or a union of countries fighting for one common goal, armed conflict has always existed. But there's also been another kind of dissent. In the centuries before Christ, men understood the power of non-violence. A villager owed money or goods could go to the debtor's home and sit at the door, refusing to eat until the debt was paid. Marion Dunlop was arrested during the suffrage movement in England. She refused to eat, and prison officials, fearing she might die a martyr, released her. When her fellow suffragettes began hunger strikes, the government force-fed them. One of them died and instantly became a martyr. In Northern Ireland, Belfast prisoner Bobby Sands and his fellow IRA soldiers fasted for more humane prison conditions. Sympathizers went so far as to elect several of the dying men to public office. Within a short time, 10 of those young protesters were dead, and a few prison regulations were changed. Perhaps the most famous nonviolent protester in history is Mahatma Gandhi, who fasted to protest British rule in India. His hunger strike set into motion international demands that the British curb their oppressive tactics, which they did. And what about here in the United States? Cesar Chavez, influenced by Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King, organized the United Farm Workers. Chavez fasted for 25 days to publicize the terrible living and working conditions of these migrant laborers. His willingness to die for improved conditions led to higher wages and more humane treatment. In Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, hunger strikes have become a form of protest. Detainees suspected but not formally accused of terrorist activities began fasting in 2005. Changes were made by prison officials after several men were near death. The major concession that was granted? One glass of clean water at every meal. The power of the nonviolent hunger strike is being tested once again. On July 4, 2006, a nationwide hunger strike began in Washington, D.C., with hundreds of men and women camped in front of the White House. The protest was scheduled to last up to 2 months, a life-threatening period of time. So who would do this, and why? This protest is called Troops Home Fast and is sponsored by Code Pink, an organization of women opposed to the war in Iraq. They're fasting to honor those men and women who have died or who have been injured in this war, and they're fasting to urge the government to bring our sons and daughters home. Much like hunger strikers throughout history, the women of Code Pink are praying that their nonviolent demonstration will be viewed by America as a profound desire to right a terrible wrong. This is Victoria Zakheim for the Mimi Gerges Show.